A major church in central London is using the Christmas period to bring attention to the plight of the people living in Jesus' home of Palestine by hosting a week-long festival called Bethlehem Unwrapped. The centrepiece of the festival at St. James's Church is a real-size replica of the apartheid wall erected by Israel, which currently runs through Palestinian land. This wall is a real-life model of the one separating millions of Palestinians from their schools, universities, and their jobs. However, unlike the one in Palestine, I can just pop around the corner here to access the church which stands behind. For millions of Palestinians, they don't have that choice, queuing for hours just to access those aforementioned services. Had Jesus been alive today, he too would have had difficulty accessing his hometown of Bethlehem, which is the message organisers here were trying to get across.
Bethlehem is the birthplace of Christianity, and Bethlehem has been a mixed community of Christians and Muslims living side by side for hundreds, thousands of years. At Christmas time, we thought that's the ideal time to unveil this installation and put on this program of celebration, because people's thoughts turn to Bethlehem at Christmas time, Bethlehem of Christmas carols and Christmas cards. And so we're saying, well, if you look beyond that, you know, at the real Bethlehem today, this is what you see.
The idea behind the festival came from a trip to Palestine last year and was motivated by a desire to overcome the ignorance in the West towards the plight of the Palestinians.
People don't know in the West. And so there was this strong, immediate sense that what we should do is build it here in London, and then people would have an experience of what it might feel like to live in the shadow of an 8-meter separation wall.
For many, the lack of awareness is caused in no small part by the one-sided and pro-Israeli approach to the conflict by Western media. And so it's through small grassroots initiatives like this that that wall of ignorance will be broken down. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.